Well, it seemed that in the past, you cast your mind back to when you were buying a home. If you worked hard, saved enough dollars, you could afford to jump in. Well, these days, it's a little bit tougher for many in the first home buyer space. And one of the things that I hear all the time is stamp duty, stamp duty, stamp duty. One state government that's done something about it is Victoria. They're announcing a move to scrap stamp duty for first home buyers. And to talk with us a little bit more about stamp duty in general, it's Karen Craney, licensed conveyancer here in the Hunter. Good morning, Karen. For those who aren't aware, how does stamp duty actually work?
Morning, Mark. Well, stamp duty is basically a tax on every property transaction, every purchase that goes through in all states, but particularly in New South Wales. So much money for the government, obviously. We, on a, say an average house price these days, realistically, is about $500,000. That's 20 grand a pop. So, you know, I'm sending in just as one small conveyancing firm something like $100,000 every week to the New South Wales government.
Wow, and you multiply that by everyone else that's in your line of work across the country.
Absolutely, crazy. Multiply that by a year, and there's $5.2 million per year from one small firm.
That is so, that's a lot of cash, and we know governments love taxes, and I was a bit surprised to hear that Victoria did make the move to scrap stamp duty, but that $20,000 on average of a $500,000 property is going to make a huge difference for potential home buyers, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, just to try and raise the extra 20 grand on top of your 10% deposit, that's going to allow so many more young first-home buyers to get into the market. I heard also that Victoria is looking at doubling their first-home owner grant to 20,000 as from the 1st of July for regional purchases in Victoria. So that's another great win for them if it all happens.
If it does, it certainly is a big win. Of course, shades of that happening at a federal level many moons ago, but it started to be tailed back a little bit. If we are looking to enter the housing market for the first time, and it is so daunting when you're looking to jump in, for most of us, buying a home is the biggest purchase that we'll ever undertake. If we are looking to take advantage of some of those changes, I guess, who would we look for advice in jumping in?
Well, obviously me, but anybody, get a good conveyancer. My biggest tip is have a good team around you. So a good broker, have your loan already pre-approved, find out how much you can borrow before you even start looking. Have a good real estate contact where you can let them know what you're looking for in your price bracket, and often you'll hear about the properties before they even hit the market, which is what's happening now. So many aren't even making it on to Domain and realestate.com because they're selling so quickly. But yeah, I would think have a good team. An accountant is another good person to talk to, because I would suggest to move to wherever, if you can, the possibility of moving to a state where the benefits are there just to get your foot in the door. You only need to live in the property for 12 months within the first 12 months of purchase. So you could take a whole year to get yourself ready, live there for 1 year, hopefully 2 years down the track prices have gone up further, and then move back, you know, get it as a, use it as a rental property if need be, but it's a way of starting and getting your foot in the door.
Look, there are so many different ways to slice this. I guess it can be a case of looking at things a little bit differently than the traditional model. For those who may not have that as an option, do you think, in your expert opinion, Karen, there could be a shift to see maybe some reduction in these taxes in New South Wales, or are we just dreaming a bit there?
I think we're dreaming. I think we're in such a hot market right now in New South Wales that the government's not about to change anything. They are prompting for the building market to improve. They have been for years and it's working. So even if you're not a first home buyer, everybody basically is eligible for a $5,000 grant. A lot of people don't know that. And they apply that towards their stamp duty, and it's working. So I don't see the New South Wales government changing anything about stamp duty. So we need to look at other options, even talking to your parents about them possibly putting their property up as security or collateral, you know, things like if, you know, if their parents' property is subdividable, cut it in half, buy half a property, get its own title, then live in it for a little while, move on. There's so many options, but the first point is obviously starting to save money. You need to save to show a lender that you're able to. Then get this good team around you and be ready. Do lots of research, ask questions. There's so many myths out there. People don't know the answers. Jump on the phone, ask.
And some very tricky conversations around the dinner table. Karen, thank you so much for your time this morning. Would have liked you to have had a bit better news on New South Wales, but...
Yeah, me too.
We'll try it a different way. Karen,
all right.
Thank you. That's Karen Craney. She's a licensed conveyancer here in the Hunter.